All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Human Podcast. Unfortunately, your host, Alex the Truck, decided to do a bit of drinking last night, and I fucking went hard on my cookie dough whiskey that I got from Costco. Dough ball cookie dough whiskey. Fucking good shit. I loved it. I was playing fucking Call of Duty, being completely goddamn useless, and both the girls are actually kind of sick, so... episode did not get recorded last night, but fear not, I do have some fun shit for you. I have some comedy sets that I did record. One was about 420, another one was about some other bullshit, and another one was about some other bullshit. Every single one of them is different, and so I'm going to fucking... release three of them right here on this episode. So enjoy the one about 420.
We'll give it up for Alex. Can you guys do a little better than that for me?
No. Stop. Calm down. I'm bad. That means I'm really bad. But another reason we should use the fucking patio is a few people out there just watched me eat shit. On the front. Like, Carlos watched me eat shit hard on the patio. Oh, man. He's not even fucking paying attention. Look at him. He's like a husband. Hello? I'm talking to you. Yeah, see? This is what marriage is like. Never get married. You married? Yeah. The husbands never listen to you. I know. I'm married. I don't listen to my wife. But did everyone have a good 420?
Yeah.
How many people failed their fucking piss test today? So, I've always thought that 420 was kind of a dumb holiday. Like, I've known plenty of stoners throughout my life, and not a single one has ever needed an excuse to smoke weed. Like, they'll be like, oh man, my eyes are open too wide. All right, time to kind of take that back down, man. You know, or they'll be at work and be like, oh man, I'm on a lunch break. I'm not that hungry. Oh, let's fucking light up the bong and fix that right now. Have a safety meeting in my fucking car. And then they'll fucking eat like an entire package of Oreos.
I'm mad at you.
Oh, I thought he was mad at me. I'm like, oh no. Or you know, you'll just be playing Call of Duty and light up a blunt, so it's like almost okay to say the N-word. I'm like, oh, there's just too many of you out there just saying the N-word. Knock it off. Oh my God, I hate it. It's like, you know, like as like kind of a white guy, I'm like, I feel uncomfortable because I can tell you're white too because you say gee willikers earlier. And oh man. But... you know, I used to be, you know, like a big fat stoner, and, you know, I haven't smoked weed in 10 years, so I just kept the big fat part. I know, you know, everyone calm down. I didn't fucking quit for the right reasons. I quit to, you know, have a job. You know, as a, you know, commercial truck driver, they're like, you can't smoke weed, and we as a government want to know what's inside your penis. You need to pee in a cup for us. I'm like, oh, no. But I did enjoy smoking weed, you know, when I did it a decade ago, when I was just like a wee little tot. It was great, because, you know, when I first started smoking weed, you know, the first thing I've ever eaten, the first time I got high, you know, the first bong rip in my friend's basement, my friend gave me a granola bar. He's like, here you go. This is the greatest granola bar of all fucking time. Just, oh. Gave me sink water. I'm like, is this water from heaven? Oh, this is wonderful. Why didn't I start this at 12? And, you know, from there, I started, you know, cooking anytime I got high. I would just, you know, go into my kitchen, but I was poor. So I'd be like, okay, here's a questionable potato. And I'd just cut it up and throw it into a pot, you know, and like take like a package of bologna and take like two slices and rip it up, throw it in. Slice of American cheese, add some water and paprika, and hopefully it turned out good. It didn't. To me, as like a stoned dude, it was amazing. Like, if I didn't forget it on the fucking stove. The amount of times I have destroyed a pot by forgetting about it and letting it boil and just burn. I'm like, oh no, I have to just throw it away. Or I make something that's just completely awful. Like I had a chicken in a can. It was from a questionable fucking bodega, little convenience store. And it was a dusty can too, so that should have just given me a warning. Whole chicken in a can. I'm like, this is amazing. It's $3. Bought it, fucking took it home, cooked it. It was awful. I'm like, ugh, weed can't save this fucking chicken in a can. And so I put it in the back of the fridge and forgot about it for 6 months. And my roommate fucking was like, what's in this fucking pot? I'm like, oh, I don't know. I've forgotten, dude. I smoke too much weed. And he like cracks it just like a tiny bit. And he's like, we're taping this shut and throwing it the fuck away. There's no shot. It cannot be saved. No. So I'm like curious. I'm like, okay, I have to fucking, you know, suffer a little bit too. I crack it. I'm like, yeah, grab the duct tape. We're going to throw this whole fucking thing away. It was the worst fucking smell I've ever had. But on the days that I did cook something good, it was wonderful. But my all-time favorite, and judge me for this, Andy, I know you are, because this is the most awful thing I ever did. I did it way too often. That's why I'm fat now. A slice of white bread. Just, you know, dollar store white bread. Cupcake frosting on top. A whole peeled banana, boop, right on top. And then sugar, right on. Fold it like a taco and eat it. It was called the fast track, and I'm surprised I have both my feet. It should have given me diabetes after the first one. And it's like, oh shit. And every fucking time I had it, I'm like, oh, this is good, but oh, I can tell it's bad for me. It's like smoking meth, but it's like, oh. And my other favorite thing about smoking weed was those high thoughts. You know about these? Where you try and use your brain, and the thought is so profound to you in your fucking stone little mind, and you're like, holy. Yeah, that's another reason to fucking have it in the back so you don't have to listen to the fucking, you know, that. Put that down. But, like, I'd have high thoughts, like, what if everyone in America just stopped paying rent right now? Just everyone, all at once. Like, landlords would be lined up at the courtroom or the courthouse just trying to fucking file eviction paperwork, and there'd be lines wrapped around the building, and be like, no. And it'd be months or years before anyone could actually get evicted. And I'm like, we would live for free for the rest of the time. And my other friends would be like, dude, I'm not high enough to understand your logic there. They would just kick us the fuck out. I'm like, no, but we have to have our day in court. Like, you know, I'm like a high lawyer, right? Yeah. And they're like, no, that's not at all how that works. They just kick you the fuck out. They get it done quick. I think they have an online portal to get it done. I'm like, oh, so that wouldn't work? They're like, no, Alex, that wouldn't fucking work. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, what if getting stoned in the Bible, you know, is not done with rocks? They're just like, you know, hey, you were disrespectful to your mom. Here's a fucking big old bong. Fucking take a fat rip. And it's like, would biblical weed be awesome? You know, it's like old fucking weed. It's like, maybe like the original weed was like the best weed. And they're like, Alex, you need to stop smoking weed. Like, I don't say that to many people, but you need to like fucking tone it down. And I'm like, you're right. I'll do that tomorrow, and I light up another joint. But I see it, I see you. Fucking Connor's over there checking my camera, see how much time I did. Not talking to you, sobriety boy. You probably got fired today.
You are literally talking to me.
Okay, maybe I still have like those fucking old high thoughts just in my brain. That was a bicycle. Yeah, I mean, unfortunately I did too much weed, so now my brain is still retarded. But I've been Alex Pacheco. Thank you very much.
Hell yeah. Give it up for Alex.
All right. That was one of my sets from like right after 420, this next set was about how Santa Claus might be a pedophile and how the other fucking dumbass things for kids are dumb. Enjoy this dumb bullshit.
Settle down! Jesus Christ! You're like fucking, you know, getting excited for a, what the fuck are you doing? Touching my mic? That's sacrilegious. Get out of here. Shoo! Shoo! Oh my God. So I was a dumb ass kid. Anybody else? Like, I believed in magic. Yeah, okay. Thank you. I'm not the only one. I'm not gonna die on this fucking sword. But I believed in magic hardcore. I loved it. Like, Jesus, fucking Hogwarts. I'm like, oh, my letter's gonna come any day now. The Easter Bunny, fucking Santa Claus, the Tooth Fairy. You know, karma was gonna take care of all my bullies. Oh, fucking the wedgies. Oh, these guys are gonna get theirs one day. I just know it. What are you doing, Matt Colby? Oh my God. Fucking paint me like one of your French girls. Jesus Christ. Look at him. He's like getting all in there, like kicking my camera. It's fine. I love you, Matt. You're fine. I love your haircut. You need a new one. You need to get bald again. You need to look like Jason Statham again. Dude, you're, it's fine. The beard and the bald, oh. Like, I don't know what it is about that, but it's like my fucking jam. But, you know, I started growing up, you know, like when I turned 27. You know, that's the age. Like, when you're like in your like early 20s, you're still a fucking kid. There's no chance that you're just like drinking alcohol and be like, I'm making good decisions with my life. I'm gonna, you know, try some cocaine off this toilet.
Yes, sir.
You know, you're just making dumbass decisions. And so, like, when I turned 27, I started growing up. It was a good fucking time, but it's like Penn and Teller just sitting down and being like, hey, magic is not real anymore. Nothing is real. And then you realize it's like, oh, wait. Jesus was like a dork that was like just really nice and got friend-zoned. And the only time he got nailed was at the end of his life. Which was like great. I'm like, oh, fuck. And then they just like use the sympathy card and like, give us money because we believe in Jesus. You know. and then like, you know, Harry Potter was just a book written by some bigot. Oh no. That guy has a bike and he's walking it. Probably stole it. You know, like, that's what you do. It's like, you're just like, I don't know how to ride this, but, you know, I know how to sell it. That's cool. And then, like, the Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy, and Santa Claus, you know, were just my parents. Like, I caught them. You know, like, I had proof that they were real. And it's like, oh, wait. I found the presents underneath your bed alongside of all your dildos, Mom. It's like, oh. You know, this is like ruining my childhood in multiple ways. How fucking dare you? And you know, I think about it every day because that's all I have time to do. I sit in my truck because I'm a truck driver. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm kind of glad that they're not real. Because if you think about it, the Easter Bunny is just going around pooping out chocolate pagan eggs for the death of Jesus. You know, the Tooth Fairy is exchanging money for your children's teeth. It's like, what is he doing with your children's teeth? I'm like, it has to be something bad. It has to be, like, the second he gets like a million fucking teeth, it's like, okay, the apocalypse hits. Fuck. And then Santa Claus is like the worst of them all. He's like, spying on your children? Oh, is your child naughty or is he nice? Oh man, little Timmy is a naughty little boy. He's gonna get a big black hard lump in his stocking deep in there. Disappointment. Oh. And little Johnny's been a nice boy, so he's gonna get a nice wrapped present of exactly what he wants. Ah. Honestly, we just need a Jeffrey Epstein Santa Claus. Just two in the back of the head. Oh, it was a suicide. What fucking happened? I don't know. Santa Claus is dead, so is all the reindeer. They're complicit in this fucking whole horseshit. And then karma was like the last thing I believed in. I believed in it so goddamn hard. I'm like, I want fucking the universe to care about me. It doesn't. The universe is like, oh, you're a speck. Fuck you. And you know, like, It was probably like 2 years ago that I stopped believing in karma. I'm like, oh, karma's just bad luck and consequences. Oh, anything that I've ever done, it's just like, oh. I ate fucking questionable sushi that's been like in the refrigerator for a couple days and I got diarrhea. Not karma, just fucking consequences. And it's fine. I just have like the diarrhea. I'm like, shit. Oh, fuck. But, you know, I'm like, okay, you know, karma doesn't exist. I can be an asshole. It's fine. Like, if you realize that you can be an asshole and karma doesn't exist, you know, you're like, oh, fuck yeah, I can just ruin people's days. I can go to children and be like, Santa Claus isn't real. He's a pedophile. Don't sit on his lap. He's going to think about fucking you at the mall. And just ruin people, like ruin parents all day long. And if you do believe in karma, it's like believing that if you do a good job, you're going to get a raise or you're going to get a good tip. And there's no shot. The only chance you're going to get a good tip or a raise is if you have boobs. And I don't.
Big boobs.
Big boobs. Yeah, you have to have big boobs. Trust me, I worked for Jimmy John's for like 6 months. And like I would come in and be like, man, I made $25 in tips. And then my double D coworkers would come in and be like, oh, you poor little thing. Oh, you only got 25. Here, let me cut you off 100. I'm like, wait, what? How much do you make? Don't worry about it. Here's 100. Go home and feel better about yourself. It's like, oh man, shit. Oh, okay, thank you. And like, she made like $1,000 that night. I'm like, oh fuck, this sucks. But now that I don't believe in anything, oh, they're calling. Oh my gosh, they have ice cream. Come on in, come on in. Oh, they're running away, they're running away. Come on in. Oh, they want to enjoy their ice cream without alcoholics. That's nice. Yeah, that's, you know, fucking wonderful behavior. They're wholesome. They're going to believe in Jesus, pray tonight. But now they don't believe anything. I'm like, you know, just that piece of shit. I don't believe in myself, like my parents. But if I ever do want to believe in magic ever again, I have acid at home. And I can just like take 5 hits and just be like, the world is magical all over again. This is wonderful. You know, I did that last Friday, so. Woo! I know, right? And Bicycle Day is coming up next Friday, I believe, the 19th. Yeah, right before, you know, 420. So, but thank you very much. I've been Alex Pacheco.
Holy shit. Karma or not, people, there's...
All right, now for the third and final fucking one of this whole shit. Honestly, I haven't even listened back to this, so I have no idea if this is bad or fucking terrible. Actually, I know it's terrible. So endure. Endure what the fuck you're about to hear if you're still here by this point. Yeah, thank you.
I like how he puts it back in the mic stand. Like, I'm right here. He could just hand it to me and be like, hey, here you go, bud. But no, he's an asshole. He's like, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Shut the fuck up, Connor. This is my time. Me. Fuck you. Does anybody here, like, live with regret, like, all the goddamn time?
Yeah.
So, I was sitting in my truck today, and I came up with 3 levels of regret. There's only 3. Level 1 is a mistake you're going to make again. Overeating. Fuck, I ate too much. Shit. Overdrinking. Oh, man. Everclear is not a good choice. But you're going to make that decision again. You're like, ah, fine, let's run it back. All right. Strip poker. Connor, don't you fucking... He's over there looking at his time. He's like, is this guy done yet? Fuck. Yeah, no, I see you, motherfucker. Then there's level 2, which is a mistake you're never going to make again. You make it and you're like, oh, no, this is awful. Like catching your dick in your zipper, you do it once. Every man has done it. Once. And if you haven't done it, you're gonna do it. And it's gonna be fucking awful. It's like, oh no, that guy. Ah, shit, he was right. I'm never doing this again. Or like shaving your balls and just like nicking your scrotum. Like women don't have to deal with this. be thankful. And it's like, it starts bleeding like a lot, like way too much. And you're like, oh, fuck, I need to go to a doctor. Shit. And then after it's done, it looks like an uncooked chicken leg. You're like, oh, this is awful. And I have to like show it to somebody, you know, like a doctor. I'm like, oh, how does this look? He's like, well, you shouldn't have put Icy Hot on it. I'm like, yeah, that was a bad decision. I thought it was medical. Fuck. You know, just did that once. And, you know, never again. And then there's the third one, which is a life-altering mistake that you just have to live with. That regret's like, oh, I did that. Like putting a baby into a crazy chick. Ugh. Like whoever got knocked up my mom, it's like, oh, man, I fucked her. Oh, she's pregnant. I'm gonna run away and fucking fake my death. As he should have. I'm like, oh yeah, no, now that I know her, yeah, you did the right thing, dude. Like, that, you could have left me a couple of bucks. You can like hook up with me on like Facebook and just be like, hey, don't tell your mom this, but I'm your dad. I'm like, oh, cool. You got money for me? No. I mean, this is just California fucking people. But, I mean, like, or like, choosing to do comedy. It's like, you have to fucking do it now. Like, if I don't show up, Connor's gonna call me and text me, where you at, daddy? And it's like, oh, fuck, I have to show up now.
I literally just send him dick pics until he responds.
Yeah, that's why I don't respond. I'm just like, keep sending them, motherfucker. Just, like, oh, I love it.
They're mostly black dicks, too.
I mean, I don't care. A fucking dick is a dick. Just send them. But my favorite thing about regret is there's a book just filled with it, just filled with bad decisions and people regretting their entire life. And it's very popular. Almost everyone knows it. It's called the Bible. And it starts off with immediate regret. Like, God's like, oh, this is great. I made the earth. I made this. I made this. I made a man. And then I made a woman. Fuck. And then, like, the woman immediately goes and, like, eats the fucking forbidden fruit. And it's like, oh, now fucking humanity is going to have to deal with that decision, you asshole. And then the dude's like, I'll fucking do it, too, because you have boobies and I like them. And I'll fucking suffer with you because that's what men do. And so now we all have to fucking suffer and die or some shit. I'm like, oh, God damn it. And then, like, you get to like the story of Noah who listens to God and has to like work for 100 years to build a big ass boat, where he could have just like recruited a couple friends to come help him, but no, he wanted to do it himself because like, I'm the God guy. And then he had to be stuck on a boat with his wife for over a month. Ugh, and then take care of all them animals too. As animals as kids. And then you get like the story of Samson. I love this story. It's a forgotten story all the goddamn time. You all familiar with this story? No, this guy's not. He has no idea. So the story of Samson is he was a very strong dude, you know, like Hercules. And he was the strongest in all the land. And everyone wanted to kill him because he was super strong, obviously. You know, like Republicans. Ugh, awful. and so like a woman comes up to him and is like, hey, I like you so much. And like she gave him like pee-pee touches and shit. And she goes, hey, what's your weakness? Like what is it that, you know, like takes away your power? And so he lies to her and he's like, oh, if you like wrap me up in reeds, I'll be weak. And I'm like, you could have like given a bit better lie than that. Like, oh, if you suck my dick, I'll be weak for an hour. Which is not a lie. But, you know, they do that and they wrap him up in reeds. And he's like, oh, fuck you. And he like kills a bunch more people. And then she keeps on coming back like 7 times. Oh, I promise I won't do that again. No way. And so, you know, he keeps on lying to her. You know, oh, this is my weakness. And then eventually she guilt trips him. And he's like, okay, it's my hair. If you cut off my hair, I'm weak. And then they do that immediately and cut off all his hair. And he's like, oh, fuck, now I am weak. Ah, shit, this sucks. And, you know, then he's like all locked up in like a temple. And he's like, God, I'm really sorry I listened to your creation. And God's like, all right, you can have power back for 2 seconds. And he collapses the temple and has to kill himself. That's the story of Samson. And it's like, don't go over there and try and like, you know,
intimidate those people into signing up for comedy. They're scared. Especially Court. I see you, Court. Your sexy eyes. Mwah. I love you too, Court. You're the hottest one of them all. It's all right. We'll fuck without Connor tonight. But, you know, like, I see people all the time getting married and like, oh man, why did I do that? Fuck. Like my dad, he's been married 5 fucking times. Yeah. Every time he comes to me, Alex, I think I'm gonna get married to this new girl. I'm like, and I start bringing up all his exes, fuck you. And I'm just like, you know, boom, boom, you know, you married Connor, you married, you know, Connor again. Now, like, he married a woman that had 2 daughters. I'm gonna blow up their spot, named Cactus and Whimsical. Now, they're interesting names, and they're good, you know, kids. I have nothing against them, but it's like, that should have been a red flag, dude. How dare you, you know, believe that that woman is sane? And I'm just like, he's like, yeah, but I love her because she has boobs. And I'm like, yeah, so do the rest of them, dude. So it's just stop getting married and wasting my inheritance on random women. But that's been my time. I've been Alex, and Connor's back there fucking, you know, fingering other people. Bye.
All right, and that is everything I have for this week of podcasting. I would say I'm sorry for not, you know, recording a true episode, but I don't really care. I don't get paid to do this. This is a labor of love. And anytime that I don't record an episode, I have to just release shit that I have backstocked, and I don't want to release this shit. I don't want to put it out to the world. I hate doing that. Because I feel like anytime I get up on stage and record myself, I'm like, oh, you're a narcissist piece of shit. Someone should like stab you in the parking lot as you leave. But that, you know, that's all I got. So hopefully, I don't make another one of these, mistakes again, so I don't have to continue releasing this shit. But if you do like it, I might, you know, just be forced to release this shit up on Instagram, like, hey, here's my fucking sets. Here's, you know, clips of my sets. Well, I don't know. I might release it on like a YouTube channel or something. But yeah, that's it. So bye everybody. Follow me Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, especially Twitch, because I'm going to do a power hour where I drink an entire keg of beer in like one like fucking day next Saturday. So this might happen again. I don't know. But thank you. Bye.